So let's try an exercise now that interrupts stress reactivity. So if you find yourself, for example, up above a 7 out of 10 on that 0 to 10 scale that we used, then this exercise might help bring you down a little. So this one is an intense tensing and releasing practice. So just a reminder to take good care of yourself. And if your body's not up for this or you're not up for this right now, then feel free to do something else. I'll talk about some other options again at the end as well. So inviting you now to get into a comfortable seated position, if that's okay for you. Tuning into the whole body sitting here. Noticing the contact of the body with the surfaces beneath you. And then planting both feet firmly on the floor and inviting you to press into the floor through the feet as hard as you can, for as long as you can, without causing an injury. So it's as if you're trying to push the floor away from you, engaging all these muscles in the lower body and making your own decision about when that's enough. When you can no longer press. And when you make that decision, letting go slowly in the most graduated, controlled way possible. And as you let go bit by bit, being really curious about all the changes taking place in the lower body as it lets go and releases. What do you notice? And at some point you'll probably find that you want to take a deeper, slower breath. So just letting yourself do that, taking a couple of deep, slow breaths. And then scanning the lower body. Is there any part of the lower body that you're still tensing or holding up that you might like to let go of a little bit more? Might be that the toes are scrunched up or the thighs are still lifting a bit. Okay, now let's try this with the upper body. So again, up to you how much you do. So you might like to try pressing the palms into each other. So if you bring the hands up in front of your body, press the palms together. Or you can press the palms down into the chair. Or if you have sore wrists or any wrist issues, you might like to try pressing the upper arms back into the back of the chair behind you. So all you need is something with firm resistance. Okay, so when you're ready, pressing the palms together as hard as you can for as long as you can without causing an injury. Also inviting you to draw the belly button towards the spine and up, engaging all the inner abdominal muscles. So all your core muscles on. Scrunching up the face and neck, the shoulders, so every muscle in the upper body on as hard as you can for as long as you can. And when you decide that's enough, letting go in the most controlled, graduated way possible, little bit by little bit. Being really curious and interested in all of the changes taking place as you let go. And again, when you feel ready, taking a couple of deep, slow breaths. And scanning the upper body. Is there anything you're still tensing or holding up that you might be able to let go of a little bit more? Might be, for example, that the teeth are a bit clenched, or the shoulders still up around your ears. Seeing if you can let go a little bit more. And then let's try this one more time, this time with the whole body. So, pressing the feet into the floor as hard as you can, pressing the palms together, drawing the belly button towards the spine and up, scrunching up the face and neck. So every muscle in the body on, as hard as you can, for as long as you can, without causing an injury. And making your own decision about when that's enough. And letting go in the most graduated, controlled way possible. Little bit by little bit. And when you're ready, taking a couple of deep, slow breaths. And again, scanning the body. Is there any part of the body you're still tensing or holding up that you might be able to let go of a little bit more? And being really curious about what that feels like as you let go. Really tuning in to any sense of release or relaxation. Noticing what it feels like. And inviting you to check in internally now, just noticing how you're going right now. Whether you feel any different or not to when we started. Do you feel better, worse, the same? And where are you on that scale, 0 to 10 right now? So that can be a really fabulous exercise for interrupting high levels of stress or distress. And you don't necessarily have to do the three stages in that order. And you can do it pretty much anywhere. No one needs to know, really. So some other options that really do the same thing. Some people really find splashing their face with cold water or having a cold shower really helps. Or even drinking icy cold water or imagining having a cold shower. It does a similar thing to the brain, kind of helps flick the switch, helps bring the prefrontal cortex online. Or you can try intense exercise for a couple of minutes until you get puffed and you can't speak. And that can be on the spot, like you can run up and down a flight of stairs, or you can do high knee running on the spot, push-ups, lunges, anything that gets your heart rate up and gets you puffed just for a couple of minutes.